So Amanda Gorman, really interesting. She is the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. She's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. She went to Harvard. She's from L.A., which is like, I kind of figured that because she's very L.A. in a lot of ways with like her signature color is yellow. And, you know, she definitely has that like L.A. feel to her. Mm-hmm. So, and she's a real smarty pants. Like I said, she went to Harvard. And the fact that she wrote this poem called The Hill We Climb, and this was the poem that was read at the inauguration. 22 years old, she is the youngest by far. And in the poem, she describes herself as, I'll let her say it.
We, the successors of a country and a time, were a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace.
None of this rhymes, by the way.
The norms and notions of what just is isn't all.
Tupac's rolling in his grave. This is not poetry.
This is not poetry.
And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've.
That rhymed.
Yeah, that rhymed. Okay, I give her that one.
That was the Dr. Seuss rhyme. I got to hear that again.
And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it.
Well, now she rhymed it with it.
Yeah, I guess that's the same thing as when Sly and the Family Stone rhymed Kang with Thang.
Yeah, but rhyming.
Instead of King with Thing, they did Kang with Thang.
What rhymes with it? Oh, it.
Here is my favorite detail about the lovely Amanda Gorman. Aside from the fact that Twitter and Instagram and everyone went nuts for her because she's beautiful and smart and 22, and she's like a really good example of her generation because people are always making fun of Gen Z, but you know, look at her, like she's amazing. But here's my favorite detail about her. She has a twin sister.
Really?
Who I feel so badly for. Can you imagine having to be Amanda Gorman's twin sister? You got to bring it. You got to really
be. She better be a doctor or a lawyer or something.
You know, as a twin, you're an individual. I mean, all you have in common is just your genetics and your parents. You know, you and I both know some pretty famous siblings who were not as successful as their siblings. Like, for example, remember I used to pal around with Julia Roberts' sister?
Mm-hmm. And J-Lo's sister.
I'm talking about Lisa Roberts, who I love, great person, but she wanted to be an actress just like her sister Julia, except you never heard of Lisa Roberts, have you? I think it's hard living up to that. I think it's hard being the sibling of...
Brad Pitt's younger brother he's an ugly dude. He gets no women and he tells people he's Brad Pitt's brother and they don't believe him. And
of course. Look at the third Hemsworth brother. I mean, people are already like, Liam, I guess I'll give it to you, dated Miley Cyrus. But the third one, who looks nothing like the other two, it's like, no, sorry, dude, you gotta change your last name.
It's like being the third Baldwin, you know? It's like, oh, come on. It couldn't have been one of the first
there's
two.
There's another Baldwin that we keep forgetting about because he's not one of the main Baldwins.
Yeah, somebody in the world has to be Stephen Baldwin.
So the other thing that I thought was very interesting about today and the inauguration was Lady Gaga. Now, I had heard somebody posted a video early this morning of Lady Gaga rehearsing. I guess it was loud enough that if you were walking by the White House, you can hear Lady Gaga singing the national anthem early in the morning, rehearsing for later on. So that video got out and people are posting it. And then Lady Gaga got up and she just served it. I mean, she was amazing. But she came out wearing this dress that I think was intended to be like, you know, super high fashion. It's by a designer called Shia Pirelli. And it had this giant gold dove brooch that was supposed to symbolize peace, except for the fact it looked just like a mockingjay, like Hunger Games. So, of course, what started trending while she was singing? Hunger Games was trending on Twitter and Instagram all day today.
You think she was nervous? You think she was more nervous here? Or before the Super Bowl?
Gaga, definitely the Super Bowl.
Oh, so you think she was more nervous on Super Bowl Sunday than she was here?
Yeah, you know why? Because when you're performing an inauguration, you already have everyone already loves you, and there's nothing you can do. You're an amazing singer. You can't do any wrong. The dress was beautiful. It was really beautiful. It was a gorgeous like ball gown, except for that weird brooch. but you know, the Super Bowl was a lot more physical. Remember, Lady Gaga as a Super Bowl performer had to appeal to people that did not like her, didn't know who she was, didn't care about her, wondered why she was the Super Bowl halftime show. So I think that was much more nerve-wracking. Incredible.
The bird is as big as our head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a giant bird, but it looks like a mockingjay. Whose broad stripes and bright stars. Oh my God. Come on, that's just the greatest ever. She killed it. Some of my favorite tweets were weirdly a lot of speeches at the Gaga concert. Somebody else tweeted, "We did it, Joe. We made it to the Gaga concert." I can't believe Joe Biden's being inaugurated at a Lady Gaga concert. And finally, please welcome to the stage President Lady Gaga and Vice President Jennifer Lopez.
She has an amazing sound person that follows her around and makes sure her mic sounds amazing. And every time she performs, she just sounds that way because whoever she has does such a great job.
That's like me. I'm the Gaga of radio. I have you.
Yeah. I just follow you around to make sure you sound good. And that's what drives me crazy. When you're on another show, you sound like crap.
Yeah.
Because they're not me.
Yeah, because I don't have you. And then finally, the other highlight for me today, aside from finally not having to live under the auspices of Trump and, oh, God, what did he do today? It'll be nice to have a president that you don't have to keep your finger on the pulse as, oh, God, what's going to happen today? You know, you can just live your life again. Anyway, so the other highlight for me today, I thought, now, in 2013, Al Roker summoned then VP Joe Biden over to him during Obama's second inauguration. And they had this big handshake and fist bump thing. And they have this like little relationship. And every time Biden is on the Today Show, he and Al Roker have like a little bit of a bromance. So today, as right after the inauguration, as after he was sworn in, Biden is walking like a red carpet kind of thing. And all the reporters are there yelling questions. And of course, his old pal Al Roker yells out, "Joe," because he knows him by Joe. And Joe makes a beeline for Al Roker and they fist bump. And this is Al Roker's reaction.
You got to keep doing this.
I know. It's been 3 hours. How does it feel, Mr. President?
It feels great.
It feels good?
It feels good.
All righty. Dr. Biden, thank you. Well, got a fist bump. There you go.
That was his whole conclusion. Well, got a fist bump. There you go. Really, Al Roker?